This is the Digital Nomad Quest podcast with Sharon Sung, teaching people how to build passive income, become financially free, and design their best lives. Hey guys, it's Sharon from Digital Nomad Quest, and today we're going to talk about how to get a position in digital marketing with no traditional experience. Now, if you guys are new to this channel, welcome. I'm all about teaching you how to build passive income, become financially free, and design your best lives. So if you guys are interested in that, make sure to subscribe and hit the bell button to be notified of my latest videos. Now, you guys might be thinking, like, why is she talking about this? I want to learn more about passive income and entrepreneurship. This doesn't have anything to do with financial freedom. Well, it turns out it's actually really relevant when it comes to entrepreneurship, as well as if you were to try to chase financial freedom, if you are looking for a position to pivot to. This is a great one because if I'm talking about my own experience, I never had a marketing degree. I just went into marketing with a psychology and a music degree. So like really you don't need to have a marketing degree or a business degree to get into this field. I also believe that marketing is very relevant with entrepreneurship. It's actually very important to learn when it comes to building a business. And a lot of the passive income methods I talk about require some type of marketing ability in order to start making money with your businesses. And lastly, I do feel like marketing has a huge growth potential when it comes to income. When I first started working in marketing, I was getting paid like $30,000 a year, which is not much where I live. But now with being in marketing for over 8 years, I've been able to grow my income significantly, like significantly. So really, if you stay in marketing for a long time, you can grow your income to a really high level. And I say that because with financial freedom, the basis of it all is really to increase your income and lower your expenses, and that's how you're going to achieve financial freedom. So if you are not into building your own businesses and things like that, but you are looking for ways to increase your income, like this is one way. And you can also use marketing not only for passive income businesses or for your main job. You can also take freelancing positions and stuff like that. And the more you grow your portfolio, the more you can get more work and the more you can increase your income. So I hope that kind of summarized why I'm talking about this in this video. And let me now talk about kind of my experience with marketing. So again, like I mentioned, I went to UC Berkeley, but I studied psychology and music as my majors. I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. I just thought, you know, I'm interested in music. I love learning how people think, so let me just get into psychology. And I really enjoyed those majors. I'm glad I, you know, took those majors in college because it was really enjoyable. But then I realized that I didn't have like technical skills or anything like that coming out of college. I did start taking summer internships junior year that was in the marketing field, which probably helped me get that first marketing position. Now, every time in interviews, even now, like people ask me why I took psychology and stuff like that, or why did I take music? Why didn't you take marketing? Why are you interested in marketing? So obviously I don't have that traditional experience in that sense, but also I understand that you can get a marketing position without traditional experience because I have been working for 8 years now in marketing. I have worked at various companies, including Google, but I've also hired different people that don't have that traditional experience. And really, I just want to give my advice on what I would do in that situation where I wanted to pivot in careers to marketing. This video really summarizes what I would do, even if I had like no college degree or anything like that, how I would hustle to try to get my first job. So first step is really get clear on what type of marketing that you want to do. And this does require some research, some Googling of what types of marketing there are, because there are tons of different methods. Here's the thing, I've had experience in a lot of different types. And what I find is as you learn everything, it actually helps you overall if you want to be like a marketing manager, someone higher up who understands all the different types. But if you want to get specific, it's probably better. So if you want to be completely in the paid ad section, like you really care about mastering paid ads, like Facebook ads, Instagram ads, Google ads, TikTok ads, everything like that, then go into that and like only study that. If you want to learn the content side, like social media, go and study that. And as you can tell, the more you research, you realize that marketing kind of has two components to it. It's got the creative side. It's also got the analytical side. Like paid ads definitely has the analytical side. The data side, you know, has a lot of the numbers parts where you're going to test different things to see what works and what doesn't and keep optimizing. The creative side is really kind of maybe content, building creatives around different things, building brand awareness, stuff like that. So let me just name a few different types. So there's paid growth, social media, brand marketing, email marketing, SEO, influencer marketing. There's just a lot of different types. So if you get specific and master one, you have a higher chance of getting hired. And as you grow in professional experience, you're probably going to dabble in all these different types in the future anyway. Number two, you should get certifications to really prove that you know what you're doing. And there's actually a bunch of free ones out there. So that's really cool. So first off, you can check out HubSpot Academy. They have free certifications. One of them is HubSpot Inbound Marketing Certification, which is actually pretty popular. And then Google has a bunch of certifications around Google Ads and analytics and stuff like that. So go ahead and check out their academy. Facebook also has one. They have the Facebook Blueprint courses. However, if you want to get the certification, it costs $150. So go and check that out and see if it's worth it for you. The Facebook certification will kind of show that you have good understanding around Facebook ads. And now here's the thing. Don't expect that these certifications will get you a job. You really need to build up your portfolio. I would consider these certifications as kind of supplemental to show that you know what you're doing, but you need to take it a step further with that portfolio as well as your knowledge through courses and stuff like that. And even better if you can handle client work. So let me get into that soon. So number three, like I mentioned, you should get other free or low cost education. So what that means is you can check on Udemy for their cheap courses. You can also check out LinkedIn Learning. I believe it's around $20 a month. I have access to it. I think it's really great. Their courses are very professional and teach you a lot. And obviously YouTube, you can learn so much around here. And I hope to make more information around digital marketing on my YouTube channel because it really does relate to entrepreneurship. For example, the email funnels, social media, paid ads, it'd be cool to teach you guys because that will be crucial for your passive income knowledge. You can also find free courses on Coursera as well. They're really high quality courses. So check out those four different resources and try to grow your knowledge in marketing. It's so great that the internet provides all these different resources for you so that you can learn all this stuff. And especially during quarantine, there's a lot of downtime. You should try to learn these things if you are looking for a position in marketing. All right, number four, you should build a website. To me, this is one of the biggest things that I believe you guys should do. Build a website and a social media profile and start trying all the different things that I'm talking about, like paid ads, SEO, and everything. Because as you build a website, you're gonna need to learn basically all those things. Like you're gonna need to learn SEO. You're gonna need to learn how to build a social media profile. And in the future, you're probably gonna learn email marketing, paid ads, and everything like that because you are growing this little business that you have. So if you wanna build a website, a blog, and things like that, go check out my video on how to start a blog. It takes like under 10 minutes. I'll also link down the resources below. Basically, if I saw on someone's resume that they built out this site, this blog, it has this many page visits, it gets sales and things like that, I would be really impressed. I would also look for their social profiles and see how they're managing it. It's clearly a portfolio that you can present to employers and stuff like that. Like what I found with my work experience, it has taught me a lot, but also building my own website, building my own online businesses taught me a lot in marketing in a way where you're bootstrapping it. You're not getting funding from different sources. You're learning how to do it in an affordable way and build up a business, build up a blog, get engagement, get viewers, everything like that. And that's a huge accomplishment in itself. And number five, lastly, I might try handling my first few clients if I were to try to boost my portfolio even more. Like at our current company, I know we hired someone who's never worked a traditional position, but he had freelance for clients. And that showed he knew what he was doing. And really, if you know how to freelance, you're essentially kind of making yourself get that traditional experience actually without having to get accepted by a 9-to-5 position. And you might even find that you prefer doing freelancing in the future rather than taking a traditional job. Now, in order to get your first few clients, you might check Upwork, Fiverr, you might check Craigslist. On Craigslist, I have been able to find a part-time remote position through that. And what I did for that one was I handled the paid ad side for them. I also designed the creative for them. And now I still sometimes design web pages for them and stuff like that, which is pretty cool. Also on Upwork, I've hired freelancers there. And I know that there's a lot of potential there. So you can start, you know, maybe charging less in the beginning and then start building up your portfolio, charging more and more and more as you grow your portfolio. And lastly, with Fiverr, you might think, oh, like I can only charge $5 or something like that for each gig. But no, actually Fiverr, you can make a lot of money. I've seen people make multiple five figures a month with Fiverr. And you can start small with Fiverr and figure out what tasks you can do for just like $5 or $10. Like maybe you can handle their social media or something like that and create their creatives. I've also found that people do find clients clients through Facebook groups. Like, you might want to check out certain Facebook groups that are all about entrepreneurship, and they're looking for people to manage their social media or their marketing stuff. So make sure to check that out as well. After you started building all these things up, the more you have your portfolio, the more confident you are in your experience, you should start applying to jobs. And I've actually found most of my positions through Indeed.com. So go ahead and check that out. But obviously, there's so many different websites. There are a bunch of sites specifically for remote positions too, if you are looking for location independent jobs, like what I did while I was nomading for 2 years. So I hope this episode inspired you and helped you out if you are looking to transition to a different career, or just even feel like there are more opportunities out there. Like, there are a lot of people who think they're stuck at their job and they don't have the skills or technical skills to switch to something else. I argue that there's still a lot of opportunity out there. People take coding boot camps and switch. I have a friend who was in marketing, switched to UX after she did a boot camp as well. And obviously, I said I hired people who didn't have traditional experience before, and they are doing really well in marketing now. And really, this episode is to help make you feel like there are opportunities. And I hope my whole channel is showing you guys there are opportunities out there. There's so many people who feel stuck, and I really don't want you guys to feel that way. I want you guys to feel empowered to design your lives.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps our podcast grow. And thanks again. I'll see you guys in the next one.